imagine an embodied approach to the art of transformation, a perspective that blends both coaching and business mastery, all while honoring your unique visions, your values, and your intuition. Welcome to the Embodied Coach Podcast. I'm Dr. Jen Chrisman, master coach, former psychologist, and mentor for conscious coaches and healers. I'll be your guide as you cultivate both the skill set and the mindset needed to transform your life and the lives of your clients. Are you ready to be an embodied coach? Then let's get started. Hello and welcome officially to the Embodied Coach Podcast. My name is Dr. Jen Chrisman, and I am so excited and truly just so honored that you are here and that you have chosen to be on this journey with me. As you might know, I launched this podcast originally as the Love Your Truth Podcast 4 years ago now, and I have loved every minute of this podcast. I've loved the interviews that I've done. I've loved the connections that I've been able to make as a result of this podcast. And the last few months, I have been very busy on the back end preparing and planning for this rebrand and relaunch of the podcast as the now Embodied Coach Podcast. And I wanted to take this opportunity again to officially welcome us to this new evolution of the podcast and to share with you a little bit about what you can expect from the podcast moving forward, as well as what you can expect from me as the host. So I want to first talk about what it actually means to be an embodied coach. And before I do that, I want to speak to this word coach and who I'm talking to, because a lot of listeners, a lot of you right now do identify as a coach, and it's what you're doing for a living. And there are a lot of you who might not identify as a coach. And before you decide that this isn't relevant for you, I want to offer you a perspective and an invitation to consider that on some level, we are all coaches. And whether we are doing it as a profession or we're on a healing journey and we're walking a path, we are going to be asked to coach ourselves, to learn coaching skills, to embody the energy of a good coach so that we can create a life that we love, or we can help others in creating a life that they love. And along those lines, part of my mission and part of the foundation of what I teach and why I teach what I do in the way that I do is because I truly believe that in order to help someone else create a life that they love, you have to first create the life that you love, that you have to go first. So while this podcast and the Embodied Coach is going to be about helping coaches, mentoring coaches in developing the skills required to powerfully lead others, to develop the skills to be able to grow profitable and successful businesses, because we need to be able to have success in our business to continue to show up and put our work out in the world and help others. So while that's the direction that we're going and what we're going to be focusing on, again, in order to do that, in order to powerfully lead someone else, we must first powerfully lead ourselves. So the embodied coach and the direction of this podcast, what are we doing? Again, we're talking about developing coaching skills. We're going to be talking about the art of coaching because it is an art. We're going to be talking about developing a business. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship. We're going to be talking about mindset around success. We're going to be talking about putting ourselves out there. And whether you are someone who identifies as a coach as a profession, or you're someone who's walking your healing journey, my intention is that you will still find the information and the content that we're going to be exploring to be valuable to you. Because again, first and foremost, this is about leading ourselves, powerfully leading ourselves, becoming the best version of ourselves, becoming our very best testimonial. If you want to create a successful coaching business, there are two things that are really required of you. First, you have to have basic understanding of coaching skills. You have to understand how transformation occurs, and you have to be able to create powerful results for your clients. And two, you have to walk the talk. You have to practice what you preach, because that's what embodiment is. Embodiment is the intersection of intellectual knowledge and lived wisdom. And so, if you want to be successful as a coach, you have to be successful at life. You have to be the living example of what you are coaching others on. I always say we can't ask someone to do something that we haven't already done, and we can't give something that we don't have. And so this podcast and the direction that we're going is really specifically intended to help you and support you, guide you through the process of developing the skills that are required, bringing in the content, the information, the what is necessary to know, as well as supporting you in creating and living a life that you love, a life where you are a living, walking example of what is possible when we do this work. I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that powerful coaches have the ability to change the world. And that doesn't just happen with the intellectual knowledge. It happens by who we are being, how we are showing up in the world, right? Coaching isn't just something that you do, it's who you are. And it's my intention, again, moving forward, and I'm so excited to share with you all that's coming to support you fully. Whether you, again, whether you're a coach and you're out there working and seeing clients, or you have no interest in coaching anybody else, and you're only looking to powerfully coach and lead yourself, my intention is to support you on that journey. And I am, again, genuinely just so excited that you are here. Whether you are a brand new listener to the podcast or you've been with me since the beginning, since Love Your Truth, thank you for being here. I am so looking forward to what is coming. I invite you to keep an eye out on your podcast feed for updates and new episodes because they're going to be rolling out pretty consistently over the next few weeks. And I'm really excited to share that with you. And if you aren't already, go ahead and subscribe so you get those updates automatically. And I would love it also if you would reach out on Instagram and let me know what you think about this pivot. And also let me know if there are any topics specifically that you are most looking forward to hearing about and learning about. And again, just thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this journey with me. And I will look forward to connecting with you very soon.
Thank you.